Jeff Lee, he talks a lot about raising godly kids or about family issues.
很多人说牧李牧师，你是在教导家庭怎么样教养孩子长大。
My wife is not here, but she deserves all of the credit.
但是我要告诉大家，我的太太不在这里，她实在是幕后功臣。
And I get to talk about them.
我就是有机会来分享就是了。
Let me just tell you a story that as a beginning.
让我把讲个故事来做开始。
Jeff Lee, I am a very idealistic, romantic type person.
我 Jeff Lee 是一个非常罗曼蒂克理想化的人。
I dream things, and I that's the way I think.
我梦想的就是我自己认为所看见的。
So when we got married and when we started having our first and second, third and fourth kids.
直到一结婚生了第一、第二、第三、第四个孩子。
That I thought, what can I give for my kids that would be such a blessing that nobody else would have?
我能给我的孩子最美好的祝福是别人都不能给的是什么呢？
Because when I was growing up, the most beautiful memory that I have,
我长大的时候我觉得看见最美丽的一幅画图就是
It is going to my grandparents' house and eat all the good foods that in their house.
就是去我祖父母的家里吃那最美好的东西。
Because they were pastors.
因为他们也是牧师。
And in Taiwan, in those countryside, people in church, whenever they cook something, they always bring a pot of the nice thing to the pastors.
在台湾的乡下，任何人煮了好吃的东西，他们总会带一盆送给亲爱的牧师。
When they bow the Chinese tamale, 那粽子。
When they made it a kind of Chinese rice dumpling.
They always bring a few to the pastors.
他们总会拿几位给牧师。
Okay, you understand what the message I'm trying to get to here.
你大概知道我要说什么了啊。
So, when we grandkids go into my grandparents' house, and I get to eat all the good stuff, the love that the church extend to my grandparents.
所以孙儿女去祖父母家都可以吃到会友们所送给。
So that was my best memory.
那是我最好的回忆。
So when I had four kids, I thought I could do the same thing for them.
所以我四个孩子了以后，我想我要做同样的事情给他们。
Instead of going to grandparents' house, whenever they wake up in the morning, they go downstairs. It's grandparents' place.
到祖父母家里面让他们自己下来迎接我们的话。
And every day, they don't have to go anywhere. When they come home, it will be grandparents cooking that they'll be eating.
那还不如他们再回到我们家里面来，我们一回来就可以吃到他们做的东西。
Like I said, I'm romantic.
我是非常罗曼蒂克的。
So I told my wife, I approached my wife and said, Honey, my parents are retiring. Can we invite them to live with us?
所以我跟我的太太说，亲爱的，我们的父母已经退休了，好不好把他们接到我们家里来，跟我们在一块。
To my surprise,
很惊讶的。
She said, okay.
好。
Whoa, I said, no.
我说，等等。
This is a big issue.
这是很大的决定啊。
You know that I heard many stories about daughter-in-law and mother-in-law don't get along.
我听了很多的故事，婆媳不和。
And then they finally have to separate.
最后又得分开了。
And everybody get hurt.
每个人都非常不愉快。
I said, why don't we pray about this? You think about it.
我说，哇，你们祷告一下吧，再想想看。
Two weeks later,
两个礼拜以后
a month later,
一个月以后
my wife, I keep asking her, she said, sure.
我继续问她，她继续说，是啊。
So my mom, my dad, we move in.
所以我的父母就搬进来了。
First year, second year,
第二年
third year,
第三年
fourth year,
第四年
and fifth year,
第五年。
中文有一句话，相敬如宾。They got along just fine.
Yeah. They treat each other with honor.
The fifth year Christmas time comes.
第五年的圣诞节来了。
I told you that I am romantic.
我跟你说我很罗曼蒂克的。
I thought.Wouldn't that be great if I can bring all my sisters and their family together?
那想是不是太这不是更奇更美好吗？把我的妹妹和他们全家的亲属都带来。
I told you that I was plastic surgery anesthesiologist. I got money, you know.
我跟你说，我是美容师、美容医生和麻醉师。
So I said, I'll pay for all your plane tickets and everybody come together in our house.
大家都来我们家，
Christmas together.
好好的过个圣诞节。
And everybody took up my offer and came.
每个人都接受了我的邀请。
And so Christmas, we light up the tree, and I said to myself, "This is the best thing I have done."
圣诞节我们装了圣诞树，然后我说这是我一生做的最美好的事。
My mother, my father, and all the grandchildren, and all we, my sister and my sister, husbands, we together. It was just beautiful.
祖父母所有的孙儿女，还有他们所有的亲人都在一起，是非常的美好。
Don't you like that too?
你不喜欢也这样吗？
Don't you like that?
是不是？
It's picture perfect.
是，画图上非常的美丽啊。
The only problem.
唯一的困难是。
The next day.
第二天。
You know, English, there's an idiom called fish and guest stinks after 3 days.
鱼过了三天就要发臭了。
鱼跟客人，
鱼跟客人。
Sorry. That means everybody has to do their laundries.
每个人都要去洗他们的衣服。
And so everybody was sitting around the Christmas tree, and we were folding all the clothing that's been dried.
所以在圣诞树旁边，大家都在折衣服、干洗。
And now we have 4 men in the house with the similar underwear, you know.
四个大男人在一起，有同样的内裤。
And no, my sisters, two sisters, my their husband, me and my father, you know, all the underwear, men's underwear, all the same.
我自己的，我妹夫的，大家的都一样。
And so we're sitting there, and my sisters pick it up and says, "Whose underwear is this?"
所以我妹妹拿了一条，那个说这是谁的
？I took it.
我拿起来。
I told you that I'm romanticist, but I'm also trying to be a funny person.
我跟你说，我是很罗曼蒂克，但是我试着让大家觉得有点幽默。
I took it up and look at it in the inside and look at it around.
我拿起来里里外外看一看。
I said, "This is your husband's."
这是你先生的。
And she looked at me and says, "How do you know?"
你怎么知道？
I said, "You look at that. That's a yellow stain there."
我发黄了。
Ooh, all of a sudden,
wow,
everything changed.
场面变了。
My sister immediately pointed back at me and says,
我的妹马上用指头指着我。
她说，哥哥，你从开始就不喜欢我的先生。
Brother, from the beginning, you don't like my husband.
You hated him.
You 不喜欢他。你憎恶他。
What happened?
我说怎么回事？
And my mother speaks up.
我的妈妈开口了。
And she pointed me.
她指着我说
I'm 40 years old, you know.
我那是40岁了。
She said, "How stupid can you be?"
你怎么这么愚蠢啊？
You know that when you're 40 years old, you don't want your mother to say, "How stupid can you be?"
你40岁了，不喜欢听见这样子的评语。
And even when you're 16, you don't want your mother to say, "How stupid can you be?"
你16岁，你也不喜欢爸爸妈妈说你愚蠢。
My wife, who is right next to me.
我太太坐我旁边。
She feel like she have to say something.
她觉得她必须要帮我说一些话。
She said.
她说。
Open her mouth. She said, "It's not all Jeff's fault."
她不只是光是 Jeff 的错。
My mother said next word.
我妈妈下面一句话说。
你是外人，你少管。
You're an outsider. Don't say anything.
5 years. All my dreams.
五年的梦想。
And all my kids watching us.
所有的孩子都看着。
The three, well, the four women in my life, boom!
这四个在我生命中重要的女人一下子一起都爆发了。
My sister went out and started making phone calls, changing plans, and going home tomorrow.
我的妹妹马上就出去打电话，改飞机要回家了。
My wife went up to the bedroom and cried and won't let me into the door.
我的太太冲上楼上去，关上门房痛哭。
And I said, "Honey, can you let me come in?"
我说太太，让我进来好不好
？She said, "No, I don't want to talk to you. Your mother hates me. Now I know."
我不要跟你说话，我你的母亲不喜欢我，我现在知道。
Here's my own house.
这是我自己的家。
I have no place to go.
我没有地方去。
My mother is cooking for dinner, and she was hitting the counter like trying to break things.
我妈妈在我的母亲在厨房里做菜，用力敲，轻轻要把东西要敲破。
And here, pastor, here I'm a father, here in front of my kids. I don't know what to do. My life has exploded.
身为一个牧师，又是一个父亲，这个时候真不知道怎么做。我觉得我的整个生命都不知道。
And in front of my kids,
在我孩子的面前。
They didn't know what to say.
他们也不知道说什么。
And how am I going to serve?
我怎么去服侍？
People in church know, and something like this happened. What am I going
to do? 教会里的人知道家里发生这样的事情，我应该怎么做？
Okay. I'm going to stop right here.
我现在就停在这儿。
And then we'll go on to the sermon. And then we'll come back to the story.
故事继续在后头。
Yeah, because you did invite me to not tell story, but to have a sermon.
因为你跟我说不是要来说故事了，是来讲道的。
You know that
在后面。
I'm glad that you young people are here.
我很高兴你们年轻人在这里。
Because young people, you grow up in Christian homes, you watch what your parents say and do.
因为你生长在基督徒的家里，你看见你的父母说什么做什么。
Let me use a word, and please.Don't call me.
让我用这个字儿，但是不要套我的话。
毛主席讲过这一句话。
Chairman Mao said this.
Yeah. Chairman said that. Yeah. He says, 人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
Every people's eyes are sharp.
我记得下一句好像是。
Next one, next.
大家都是纸老虎，对不对
？Everyone's paper tigers. Is that right?
A paper tiger. No, anyway.
Anyway.
Young people, you see what your parents say and do.
年轻人，你看见你的父母亲说什么，和他们另外。
So what I'm trying to say is, Chairman Mao is correct. 我们的孩子的眼睛是雪亮的。Your eyes, you see what the parents say and do.
毛主席的话是正确的，而你的眼睛是雪亮的。
Yeah. So even though the parents that we say we are Christians, but at home.Kids know exactly what the parents say and do.
即使父母亲说我们是基督徒，但是儿女在家里知道父母到底是怎么生活。
But we the parents.
但是我们做父母的。
We know that what we say and what we do don't match, and it's very hard to explain to our kids.
我们知道有的时候我们是会言行不一，但是有的时候中间有苦衷，也很难跟孩子们解释清楚。
And we come to church and we sing about God's love, but when we go home, when our kids don't talk to us, it's very frustrating.
在教会里唱诗赞美，回到家里孩子不跟我们说话，心里非常的痛苦。
And as many of you parents would know that the most frustrating thing is you talk to your son, "How was it today?"
父母最沮丧的就是问孩子你今天怎么样了
？Okay.
就这样啊。
I ask my kids.How was church today?
我问孩子今天教会怎么样
？Same old.
一样，没什么不同。
What did the pastor talk about today?
牧师谈些什么？讲些什么
？Same thing.
同样的事情，同样的道理。
What did he say?
你怎么说呢
？What did he say?
那他说什么
？Bible.
圣经啊。
What did he say?
他到底说什么呢
？Jesus.
主耶稣。
You just get one phrase. You know, you feel frustrated.
同样的答案让你觉得非常的沮丧。
And so we don't expect that we could communicate with our kids much at all.
有时候没有办法期望孩子们跟我们会有完全的交通。
And but the Bible it talks a lot about the wisdom and the parents and the children communicating.
但圣经里讲了很多父母跟子女之间交通的智慧
，especially about faith issues，
特别是在于信心方面的课题。
You know that in the Bible, back in the old days，
圣经里面讲旧约的时候
，2000 years ago，
2000年前
That's the beginning of the church.
你就讲这圣教会已经开始了。
Do you realize Sunday school is only about 150 years old?
知道吗？主日学只有150年的历史。
You know, youth group is only 40-50 years old history.
青少年组织只有十几年的历史。
And did you think about 3,000-6,000 years ago? How did the faith transmit? How does the young people, the next generation, believe God?
3-4年前，那么这个信仰是怎么能够传下来呢？
There was no book, there's no DVD, there's no other things.
没有书，没有录影带，没有其他的媒体。
The only way in the past and still now.
唯一的从古到现在一直照样存在的。
God asked the parents to tell and communicate faith in God, faith with God to the kids.
神要父母负起这个责任，亲口传述神的作为。
And I want to say this, the biggest mistake for many of the Chinese church, the parents in Chinese church.
我要跟大家说，中国教会最大的一个错误
is that the parents feel by bringing the kids to school, bringing them to church and Sunday school and youth group, I have done my job.
做父母的认为把孩子送到教会送到主日学我就尽了我做父母的责任。
And they feel that I don't know anything about Bible, my English is not good, so let somebody else do it.
他自己安慰自己我英文不够好我圣经不够熟所以把他放在教会我就尽了责任。
I don't know how to say Jephaniah. Those are words I don't know. So let somebody else teach it. Let Larry do it.
很多的词汇我都不懂，让这个 Pastor Larry 来做吧。
And many of the churches feel that they have done their job, hire somebody to talk about faith to their kids.
很多教会领导也认为，只要请到了来辅导的青少年的。员工就可以进到
But the Bible repeatedly said and said,
在圣经重复地说
and give this concept about generation to generation, generation to generation.
给我们很清楚的概念是一代传一代，信仰是一代传一代。
Not by giving them a DVD, not by giving them a book, not by telling them to read the Bible.
不是，就是告诉他们去自己去寻求。
Because there was no such thing.
因为没有这些。
But God.Ask the parents to talk to the kids, and the kids, that were children, they would ask, and they would talk about faith.
圣经上说，让父母亲自传讲给儿女，让儿女可以问父母问题。
So, I want to show you four places in the Bible that specifically God says, if parents do this, your kids will ask, and then you will have.Ways and opportunity to talk about God.
我要将圣经上用四个很清楚的地方告诉大家，父母传述儿女问题，在这里面可以建立他们真正信仰的交通的工具。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记六章。
And it says that you are as parents, you are to impress upon the children.
做父母的要把这些教训给儿女。
And then you need to.Talk about them.
你需要常常的述说。
Whether you are at home sleeping or you get up to go out.
不管你在睡觉或者是你在出去。
And then later on, you are to make all these bracelet things to wear to remind them.
你还要做各式各样的方法让他们记在身上，记在。
Put it on the door. Put it on the gate.
放在墙上。
Those are to remind them.
常常提醒孩子们。
And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20, that it says,
申命记六章二十节
God said,
上帝说
Then your children will ask you, what does all this mean?
然后你的孩子会问这些是什么
Then
什么意思
Why do we have to believe in God?
为什么我们要相信上帝
Why is it, somebody asked me yesterday,
昨天有人问我
How could, because her son asked,
因为他儿子问他
I says, God told Moses to kill all these foreigners.
上帝叫摩西把所有外邦人都杀尽
How could God be love?
神怎么会是爱呢？
See, when we teach our children, they would have questions.
他们就会问问题。
And then they would ask.
他们一问。
Because you have good relationship, then your children will be curious and they will ask.
然后在这样一建立关系里面，他不断地继续问问题。
I spent yesterday text messaging my daughter again and emailing her.
我昨天在用电话手机继续送信息给我的女儿。
She keep asking me.
她继续不断地问我。
Why do I have to be so nice to other people?
为什么我对别人这么好？
Because I put a Chinese non-English speaking scholar in her apartment room.
因为我送请了去放了安排了一位不会说英文的中国学者跟他做同房。
I thought this professor from Tianjin should be able to speak English well, but how do I know?
我以为他是天津来的教授会说英文，那我不知道。
On the email, she typed very good English, but apparently showed up her English is not very good, and my daughter said considered that not good enough.
他们在通过信息觉得英文还可以，但是后来发现英文他的英文实在太糟了。
But I have a daughter who keeps saying, "What's the benefit of helping other people?"
我有个女儿问我这个问题，帮助别人有什么好处吗？
People always take advantage of you, Dad.
别人总是占便宜，别人总是更向你占便宜。
You know, in Phoenix, Arizona,
在凤凰城亚利桑那州
，all the restaurant workers have my phone number on their cell phone.
所有的这个餐馆的老板们，他们都有我的电话。
I allow them.
我让他们有我手机的电话。
Because they know if they have medical problems.
因为他们有任何医学上的问题，他们可以来直接问我。
I feel this is the least I could do.
这是最少我可以做的。
So when I get phone call, maybe once a day, with the 626 number or 917 number, and that's New York and that's LA, you know, and then they call and then it says, oh, 李医生, can I ask you this thing?
所以我常常接到纽约或者是其他加利福尼亚的电话，都是问我一些医学上的问题，我都回答他们。
My daughter and one of my sons says, Dad, why do we have to be so nice?
我一个儿一个女儿问我说，爸爸为什么我们需要这么的特别的好？
You be a Christian, you don't have to be so nice.
因为说是即使是做基督徒，你也不需要这么做大好人。
And then I could explain to them because we help because God asked us to be nice, to be love.
我们帮助人是因为上帝要我们。做这样子的善事。
But then two of my kids would say, but they are taking advantage of you.
那我两个孩子说他们跟你占便宜。
So I told them that, no.
我跟他们说不是的。
Even though it took my time, but I believe God bless us and God through me bless you.
Even 只是花我一些时间，但是我相信我帮助他们，上帝会祝福你们。
This is what the wisdom of Moses from God.
这是摩西从上帝得来的智慧。
When the parents teach about the value, about who God is, the kids, when they practice it, the kids will ask.
当我们父母把神的价值观传送给孩子，孩子们会学习，他们也会发问题。
And then there's another place that Moses said, when you do this,Your children would ask.
还有一处圣经一样是摩西说，你当你行的这些事，你的儿女会问你问题。
You know that in the Old Testament,
在旧约里
the Israelites they have to observe many of the customs and celebrations.
以色列人需要专注注意所有的节期和礼仪。
And The Jewish people are very much like Chinese.
犹太人跟中国人是很相像的。
But then they have the Passover.
他们有逾越节。
They have other religious celebrations.
他们有其他的宗教节日。
Festivals.
庆祝。
God created, God mandated all the celebration festivals.
神设立这些节期庆祝。
Not because God wants to give the mothers and the grandmothers troubles.
不是要给做母亲的祖母特别的工作。
Make them cook and special
busy. 让他们忙碌。
But then it says here, Moses said that you are to observe the Passover every year.
摩西说你每一年都要谨慎地过这些节期。
When you eat this special Passover celebrations,
当你吃了逾越节的餐宴,
you are to stand up instead of sitting down.
你要在站立地做而不是坐的。
You eat special food that is unleavened.
是没有沾污的。
Oh, unleavened bread.
无效饼。
It's not very tasty.
不太好吃的。
And then you eat those bitter, sauce.
吃那些苦的沾汁。
Oh, and then you eat the lamb.
吃羔羊。
And there too, the father is supposed to wear his jacket and have the staff ready as if they're going to travel.
父亲要穿上犹太人传统的长袍。
And this is a very special dinner.
这是特别的晚餐。
Different than the 364 days of the year.
和其他364天吃的不一样的。
God didn't say, do this because we want you to have fun.
上帝没有说你吃这样子让你有点愉快。
And then Moses said, when you do this every time when you have religious celebrations.
摩西说每一次当你吃主所定的上帝所定的这些节期的食物。
And your children is going to say, why are we doing this?
你的儿女就会发问题，为什么要这样做？
And then this would allow the parents to say, this is why we celebrate Passover.
这是神所预备给父母儿女的问题，你可以适当地回答。
Because long ago, God came and delivered our forefather from the Egyptians.
上帝的作为，当初如何把你们先祖从埃及地带领出来。
And then Moses commanded the people to get ready and then put the blood of the lamb on their door so the angels would pass over.
提醒他们摩西怎么样让家里把羊羔的血涂在门上让死亡的天使可以越过。
So the father could tell the family, the father could tell the children.
所以父亲可以告诉儿女神的作为。
This is how God delivered us.
这是当初神怎么样拯救我们以色列族出埃及。
You know, every celebration, every custom, traditions, it has a great value in it.
每一个传统的节期庆典都有它极大的意义和价值。
You know, many of our parents, we probably just buy gifts for our kids for Christmas.
我们很多父母圣诞节就买样礼物给孩子们。
Maybe we'll do Easter egg hunt.
或者复活节来找蛋。
But those are special occasions.
这是特别的节期。
God give us the parents to talk to the children.
父母的机会告诉儿女。
What God means and what God did.
和神的作为。
So don't use the excuse that my kids don't and I have nothing to talk about.
不要行借口说我的儿女不喜欢谈不喜欢问。
Yes, there are times that our kids get temperamental, they don't want to talk about anything.
是有的时候孩子们是在他们的情绪里面他们什么都不想说不想问。
As parents,
但是做父母的
as kids,
还有做孩子的
Especially those special holidays, religious holidays, those are the excellent opportunity the parents can talk about.
这些节期是神所赐给我们最好的机会，让我们谈论上帝。
I told you there are four places in the Bible says if you parents do this, your kids will ask.
圣经上有四个地方说到，如果父母亲做这些，孩子们必定会发问。
Here is another one.
这是另外一个。
It's a Moses tell the parents, the Israelites.
摩西对以色列人说。
Now whenever you have a firstborn, whether it's cow, whether it is sheep, whenever it's the firstborn, you are to give it to God, sacrifice it.
摩西说，凡是投生的，无论是牛是羊，或者是其他的，一定要献给神。
Let me just paint you a picture.
让我给你画一幅画。
How many of you have pets?
你们多少人有喜爱的宠物？
How many have you other than hamster?
除了 hamster 以外，还有没有别的？
Dog.
还有狗啊。
Puppies. Right.
小狗。
Oh yeah. You know, we parents, We don't want to take our kids to the puppy shop.
我做父母的很怕，就是不敢带他们到这个小宠物的店里面去。
Oh, they're so cute, and the kids say, "Mom, can we have this one?"
妈妈，我要这个，可不可以有这个
？And we look at the price tag.
我一看那价钱
，$2,000.
哎呀，$2,000。
No way.
不行。
We'll buy a cheaper one.
帮你买个便宜的吧。
But you know, you just imagine.
你就想一想。
The Jewish family, when they have the very firstborn of the cow and the sheep.
当犹太家庭他们有头生的羊或是牛。
Oh, the kids is going to be, wow, Dad, oh, so cute.
孩子会说，哎呀，这个太可爱了。
Can I keep it as my pet?
可不可以把留着它做我的小宠物呢？
Oh, I want this. This is my. I want to name it. Amy.
我给它起个名字。
Oh, sorry, Amy. No. I want to. No, the kids immediately get attached to the animal, right?
就跟小动物发生感情的。
But the fathers, the parents are told that the very firstborn of any of your animal in the house.
但是神清楚的指示父母，凡是头生的在家里的。
That you are to take it to the temple.
你要带到圣殿里，宰杀，献上。
Okay, you just keep talking. I'm going to act. See, and when the kids come home,
孩子回来了，我的宝贝呢？不见了。
Dad, what happened?
爸爸怎么了？
What happened to Mamie?
我的 baby 呢？我的宝贝呢？
And then the dad would say, because God says our very firstborn, we give it to God.
因为上帝说，我们头生的最好的要献给神，献给他。
Let me just ask you, what happened if your mom take your puppy to church and sell it?
我问你，如果你要怎么样的反应？如果你的母亲把你的喜爱的小宠物送到教会了
，Oh, you're gonna cry. You'll never forget that.
你会哭，你永远不会忘记。
My four kids are so traumatized because I bought them by mistake four rabbits.
我的四个孩子都非常的受伤创伤，因为我买了四只兔子。
That was a big mistake.
那是最大的错误。
One month later, there were 16 rabbits.
生了16只小兔子。
Three months later, we have 40 rabbits.
三个月以后无数。
We took them to the field to throw them.
我们把它带到外面的田野里面去把它们放掉。
My kids cried.
哎呀，他们哭得伤心极了。
One rabbit go, second rabbit go.
一个走了，又一个走了。
And then they keep four rabbits.
我们只留下四只。
I said, Dad, well, I said, I am a doctor, I'm a surgeon.
我是一个医生，外科医生。
Let me do surgery on them, maybe I'll fix them.
我帮他停止怀孕吧。
So I asked him to pull the rabbits over.
我们叫他把兔子打开，肚子打开。
And I anesthetized it, I was trying to find, but it's all different than human beings.
但身体结构跟我们人不一样。
I couldn't find the tube to cut.
我没有办法做手术。
But my kids was forever traumatized.
但他一直是记得这个。
They remember how dad was so cruel to their animal.
他老是记得父亲对小动物非常的残忍。
Lesson to take home, don't buy rabbits.
下次你们记得不要买小兔子回去。
But hear that God give you the opportunity that the children will be so impressed.
神给父母这样的机会，让儿女永远记住。
To allow the parents to say, God says, if we're the very firstborn, that we give it to God, and if we do that, God will bless us.
让你抓住这个机会，你可以告诉孩子，因为神说头生的要献给他。
And the kids will say, Wow, Dad is very serious. Mom really is serious.
孩子们这个时候看法会不一样，原来父亲、母亲对上帝的话是这么慎重。
Let's just go away from the animal for a second.
我们现在不提动物了。
You guys do a lot of 爱宴聚餐 right? The love feast, right?
你们说你们教会常常有爱宴聚餐。
And I said, children, they look at what you do and what you cook, right?
孩子们都在看你做什么，吃什么。
Every time when you prepare for this potluck,
每一次你做这个聚餐的食物的时候，
your kids are actually looking at what, how much you prepare.
你的孩子可能看你准备多少。
If your family is five,
如果你有五个人，一家五口，
and you only cook just big enough for five,
你只准备五个人吃的。
Or you said, I'll go to the buffet and get whatever the cheapest, $6, no, just give a box.
或者我到 buffet 里面去就买最便宜的带去聚餐。
Your kids is going to look at you and then they're not going to say anything.
你孩子看着你，他不会说什么。
但是他们会说，会知道爸爸妈妈原来他们爱主，但是到带东西到教会的时候，他们就做这么多而已。
Oh, I thought they love the Lord, but when the potluck comes, that's how they do.
You know, when I was growing up,
我长大的时候，
my mother's favorite dish is 炒米粉 you know,、mm-hmm. 炒米粉。
My mother's, 我的母亲的最拿手的就是 fried rice noodle.
We have five people in our house.
我们家有五口。
But she always cooked big enough for 20 people.
但他总是做足够二十个人吃的。
And we always say, Mom, why we only have five people? Everybody just cooked five, or just enough for their family.
我就常说，我们一家只有五口，别家只要做足够的，一家自己吃的就够了。
My mother always said, No, we are not cooking for people. We are cooking for God.
我母亲都总是说，我们不是为人来做食物，是为神来。
So ever since we're small, we know that Mom and Dad are very serious, even.A potluck.
所以在任何小事上，我们都知道父母对神的态度非常慎重，即使是做聚餐。
And when we were eating in the lines, you know,
我们在排队吃饭的时候，
you know how the Chinese said the older people go first?
让年长的先请。
Or those with kids go first, right?
然后有孩子的先请。
I'm not saying any of you because I don't know you, okay?
我不是讲你们哈，我不认识你们那个。
But you're going to see parents.
但是你会看见做父母的。
With kids.
有小孩的。
哦，这个包子很好吃，多拿一个，多拿一个。
Oh, this is good. Got it. Take this.
And the kids carrying the plate.
然后孩子拿着一个盘子，很大的一个盘子，慢慢的走。
And the mother would say,
妈妈就说，
不要钱的，多吃。
No money. Eat as much as you want. Eat more.
You know, every time you put an extra bowl on your children's plate, you are hurting his faith.
每一次你强夺一个包子在他盘子上，你知道吗？你就夺走了他的一份的信，对神的信心。
The kids is going to grow up that, okay, go to church, take as much as I could, take it.
So 孩子们长大的时候，一个观念就是到教会去多去沾点便宜吧。
Oh, we got so much meat, we take it in the garbage can and throw it in there.
吃不完的就丢到垃圾里。
You know, I love to go to the church potluck in the garbage can and look for all the 包子 that didn't get eaten up.
或者我应该在教会里专门到垃圾桶去找那些被丢掉的浪费的包子吧。
You know, 孩子的眼睛是雪亮的。
You got to know the children's eyes are very wide open and sharp.
Thank you, Chairman Mao.
谢谢毛主席的教训提醒。
Don't quote that. Please erase that piece.
不需要记那一段。
But you know, my parents, when we were growing up,
你要知道，我父母在我们成长的时候，
they always say to us,
他们一直告诉我们，
they says, you are pastor's kids. Everybody is looking at you.
你是牧师的儿子，每个人眼睛都看着你。
Oh, so we always feel like somebody is watching.
我早觉得有人在注视我。
But then they did say something right.
但他们做了一件对的事情。
It says, you go through the potluck line, you take very little if we save it for other people.
你在拿菜的时候尽量拿的谨慎少让留的多个给其他的人吃。
If you are still hungry, we will go to McDonald's later.
如果你还没吃饱我们以后带你去 McDonald's 吃。
You know, let me allow you.言教胜于身教胜于言教
Your action taught more than your speak.
That's right. Action speaks so much louder than words. What did I say?
身教胜于言教。
That's right. Thank you. Well, you know what? There's other things.
还有其他的。
If after church, after your fellowship, if you tell your kids, let's go, quickly, let's go, come on, let's go.
教会结束，如果你催你的孩子快走，快走。
Because whoever stay have to clean up the place.
因为谁留在那块就得帮忙清理厨房。
Whoever stayed had to clean up in the rest in the kitchen, wash dishes.
Yeah, 谁留下来的话，要得在厨房里继续做清洗的工作。
Your kid is going to learn from you.
你的孩子跟你学的。
Go to church late.
去教会晚一点。
Go out of church early.
早点离开。
You save a lot of hassle and problems.
省了很多的麻烦。
My parents, they did one thing right.
我的父母这一方面教我们教的很正确。
He says, "You guys." Help in the kitchen and wash dishes.
你们留在厨房帮忙清理。
It wasn't fair. Everybody left.
那不公平啊！别人都走了。
But we cleaned up.
我们在那边整理、清洁。
That's the way they taught me. That's the way we teach our kids.
那是我的父母怎么样教我，也是我怎么教我的孩子们。
We serve because we serve God.
我们服侍。
Not we serve people.
不是服侍人，乃是服侍神。
See, your kids are going to find and ask you, why do we need to be so serious?
你的儿女有一天要问你，为什么要这么对神这么严肃、慎重？
Unless we speak,
除非我们说，
and we do,
我们做，
our kids will not believe us.
我们儿女不会相信我们所说。
And then the Bible also, the wisdom of the God says, when you do these things,Your children will ask.
神里面的智慧是这样说，当做父母的这么做，儿女会这样的问。
When the Israelites they were crossing over the River Jordan,
当以色列过约旦河的时候
，and they were crossing, the Joshua told them.
约书亚告诉他们
，It says tomorrow you're going to walk through the River Jordan. It's going to be on dry land.
明天我们要过约旦河，我们要过的是一块神所开的干的河。
God is going to stop the water right here.
神要把水都停住。
So when we go over, every tribe is to pick up a huge stone and take it over to the other side and put it by the riverbank.
当水干了，我们过的时候，每一个支派要拾起一块大石头，搬到河的中间。
And then when you do this,
当你做的时候，以后
，your children is going to ask,
你的儿女要问
，Why are these 12 stones here?
为什么这边有这十二块石头？
They're going to look at it and say, "Why is it there are 12 rocks here?"
为什么这里有十二块石头
？So you, they will be curious.
他们会很好奇。
And then they will ask, and then you can tell your children.
他们问，你们就这样回答。
That these rocks actually came from the bottom of the river.
这些石头其实从河底里面拾起来的。
Your grandfather, his father, they walk over here.
你的祖父母。
They got these rocks from the bottom of the river.
神开了河，他们从河里把石头拿出来放在这儿。
You can imagine.
你可以想象。
A Jewish boy and a Jewish girl go out dating.
这些犹太的孩子们。
They're sitting on the rock.
坐在石头上。
And the boy said to the girl, "Come on, come over here, Amy."
男孩可以跟女孩说，过来过来，坐在石头上。
Let me give you,
Let me 给你一个亲吻。
And Amy sitting there and says,
Amy
sitting there and says,
女孩说
，One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve.
一二三四五六七八九十，十一十二。
And Jonathan is going to say, Amy, come on, concentrate.
然后父父亲的说，来，专心一点。
And says, "I don't know why there are 12 rocks here."
为什么这里有十二个石头
？Oh, come on, let's be friends.
来，我们做朋友。
And Jonathan said, "Okay, I'll go home and ask my mom why there's 12 rocks here."
嗯 ，Jonathan 说我要回家问父母为什么十二个石头。
Jonathan goes home and asks mom, "Mom, this afternoon I was studying on the river park."
讲到今天下午在研究这十二块石头。
And I was just wondering how come there are 12 big rocks there.
为什么十二块石头在那儿呢
？Ah, well, you know the rest of the story.
你其他的你知道了啊。
See, God wants us to have things in our life, in our home, so that kids will ask us.
神要我们在家里面有一些事件，有一些事情，让孩子可以问问题。
Those days there were no pictures. Those days they have no videos.
那个时候没有录影带，没有其他的电视。
But now you have pictures of your kids when you're small. Their age, their baby, their 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old.
以前也没有照片，但现在你对孩子的照片每年年谱都可以摆出来。
And here's a Disney World.
这是在迪士尼乐园照的。
You have many things in your house that you place there as souvenir.
你有很多的纪念品。
How many of us parents, we would tell our kids, say, hey, look at that. When you were two, we were not even believers yet.
有多少父母可以借着这些提醒孩子，告诉孩子，你两岁的时候，我们还不是基督徒呢。
And look at that, by now you're 6-year-old. That's when we believe in Jesus.
那是我们开始相信接受了主耶稣。
Oh, and then you have said, here's 2009.
今年是2009年。
That was the year Chrysler and GM went bankrupt.
那是三大汽车公司宣告破产。
Oh, we were, your dad was in Detroit and we were out of job.
我爸爸，你的爸爸在底特律，我失业了。
We were worried. Half the people left, another family left Lebona Church.
很多人离开了这里，也离开了教会。
And they went to Shanghai to become the sea turtle.
他们去上海做事。
海龟。
海龟回归了。
That God has protected us. God has blessed us. Look at that.
神保守了我们，竟然经过这一切。
And the kids would say, "Oh yeah, God has did that to us."
啊，孩子们就说啊，神在我们身家里有这样的作为。
I told you four things.
我告诉你有四件事情。
The Bible says that when the parents do it.Your kids will be curious and ask the questions.
如果父母照着我所吩咐的做，孩子会问问题。
Let me come back to the story now.
来，现在再回头我们刚开始的那个故事啊。
My wife is upstairs crying and crying and crying.
我的太太在楼上哭，关着房门。
I have never seen her cry so much.
我从来没见她哭得这么伤心。
I have never seen my mother so mad.
从来没看见我妈妈这么生气。
I have never seen my sister the way they look at me as if I don't even like you.
没见过我的妹妹用这样的眼光看我，她这么的憎恶我。
I went up and I said, "Honey, can you open the door?"
我跟我的太太求可不可以开门。
She let me in after 2 hours.
两个钟头以后，她让我进去了。
This thing happened at 3:30. Now it's almost 7:00. We got to eat dinner.
三点半发生的事故，七点钟她终于才让我进去。
My mother has been in.My mother has been in the kitchen for almost 4 hours and haven't cooked anything.
我的妈妈在厨房里待了四个钟头，也做不出什么菜来。
But my countertop is almost broken in several places.
然后我的这个餐桌上已经被打破了好几，破了片了好几片。
I told my wife, I said, "Honey, we are Christians. We're going to serve in church."
我说太太，我们是基督徒，我们要在教会里去侍奉。
We have four kids.We've got to be a good example.
我们要做好的榜样。
She said, "I don't care. Your mother doesn't like me."
我不在乎，不管了。你妈妈反正不喜欢我。
I'm nice to her. She is now I know.
我对她那么好，现在我知道，她不喜欢我。
I can't help her.
我没办法帮助她。
And I thought about, "Honey, can we pray about this?"
我说，太太，我们可不可以一起祷告
？I said, "I don't want to pray."
我不要祷告。
I don't know.
我不知道。
I prayed.
我祷告了。
God was very gracious.
神很有恩典。
I said, "You are the four women that I sleep with, only one."
问你是唯一的一个。You are the
四个女人中间，你跟我是睡一个枕头的。
哦，只有上帝跟她睡一个枕头。
Can you go down?
我跟他太太说。
To undo this whole mess.
可不可以把这个问题解决
？So she walked down with me from the second story.
她终于下来了。
My mother saw us coming.
妈妈看见我的太太跟我下
来。Bang bang bang! Even though
用力切菜。
My wife just walked up to her.
我的太太安静地走到她面前。
She said.
她说。
Mom, I'm sorry.
妈妈，对不起。
My mother said the best thing ever she ever said in her life.
我的母亲说了一句她一生里面说的最好的一句话。
She said, no, 有你比我所有的女儿都好。
我的妈妈说 I have you is better than anybody else in my life.
And the two embraced.
他们两个人相抱。
And that's why I can be here today.
那是为什么今天我能够在这里。
And that's why I could write my book.
那是为什么我可以写我的书。
And that's why we as a family can serve without shame and without fear.
那是为什么我们这个家可以侍奉神，没有任何的负担、羞耻，也没有任何的惧怕。
But what I want to tell you today.
我跟你今天说的主要的目的是什么呢
？To the parents.
是对父母说。
Have you ever said, "I love you"? I'm so proud of you to your son and your daughter.
你有没有对你的儿、对你的女说，我真是以你为荣，我爱你
？And have you kids ever said to your mom and dad and said, "Thank you so much"?
孩子们，你们有没有跟你们的父母说，爸爸妈妈，谢谢你
？Let's bow and pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你。
We know the whole Bible is not just knowledge.
我们知道圣经，你所赐的圣经不只是知识。
And we know our faith in you is not knowledge and experience only.
我们对你的信心不是只是靠着知识和经验。
It's the people we love the most that we have the hardest time to live out our faith.
是在对我们最亲爱人的面前很难活出我们完备的信心。
Whether it's to our father and mother,
无论是对我们的父母亲
，Whether it's to our son and daughters,
或是对我们所爱的儿女
，And even to our mother-in-law, our in-laws,
或是对我们的岳父岳母
，We know that many of us we struggle with this.
我们常常在这上挣扎。
We just pray that you come and heal us.
我在这里祷告，请你来医治我们。
For those of us we have difficulty to say out what's in our heart, Lord, give us the strength and the courage.
对我们这些有些难以启口表达内心的，求你赐给我们力量，帮助我们，让我们能够开口。
For those young people that we struggle with our parents because we think they nag and they're mean.
为这些年轻的孩子，他们有挣扎，不知道对父母怎么表示，觉得父母有时太挑剔、太刁难。
Lord, we just pray that we give us a heart of forgiving them.
求主赐给我们饶恕的心，饶恕我们的父母。
We pray.
我们这样祷告。
Not just for the revival of the church.
不是只是为教会的复兴而祷告。
Because revival comes from family.
因为复兴是从家庭开始。
And we just pray for the power of forgiveness.
我们愿意饶恕的，从神来的奇妙的力量。
And we pray for that love that you have.
的爱，你所赐的爱，你所拥有的爱。
But give it to us.
赐给我们。
Heal us.
医治我们。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I want to give you an opportunity.
我要给大家一个机会。
Glory to God.
荣耀归于神。
For those of you parents, your young people here,
有父母他孩子现在在这里的。
You can come and give them a hug.
请来给他们一个拥抱。
And kids, don't be shy. Your mom and dad have heard this message.
你不要害羞，你的父母听了今天的信息。
Let them hug you.
让他们来拥抱你，好吧？
All right, let's do that.
来，开始。